1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also, without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, and or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. So remember, in the previous chapter, in chapter 2, he talked about how we should submit ourselves to every ordinance of man, and also in that chapter, he had talked about, you know, servants obey your masters. You know, and now he turns to wives. Be in subjecting to your own husbands. If any obey not the word, that they may also, without the word, I mean, they don't want to hear the scriptures, you know. Maybe they don't want to listen to the word of God. They're not going to obey the things. They may not be even a very good guy. Maybe, just like he said in the last chapter, you know, servants obey your masters, not just the good ones, but the bad ones. Why? Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his footsteps, suffering evil at the hands of cruel men, having done nothing. So also, you know, and it's not such an easy thing to take. As far as concerning human flesh revolts against being under the control of another human. But there's a certain degree also to which, you know, people can become servile reflexively. I think somewhere in the English literature, somewhere is a saying that says, you know, the slave clings to his chains. And he must have them struck from him. You know, they get conditioned to that condition. And so, you know, some people become, you know, there are some people who are naturally in a state of meekness, or their lives have led them to a place where they find themselves, you know, under someone who is not a godly person, but who is dominating their lives. But the way to win that person is not by waving the Bible in their face and saying, you gotta do like this. You know. Just like I think for a man, let's say you have a wife that's not in the word and doesn't obey you. Really, I think that in a lot of those pagan societies, that this word came to. You know, in Christ there is neither male nor female, right? It says so. That's in the spirit. In the flesh, though, in the world, there's a certain order of things. But consider this, that, you know, the Greeks and their civilization, the women were kept very close, you know, almost sequestered in their own homes. And I wonder if a lot of the things they say about women to be in subjection is because Christianity was such a liberating religion. And it still is to this day, as far as I'm concerned. It's just that we've dwelt with it for so long, now we have liberation to the point of just absolute where the men have become the slaves. You know, I see, you know, women, a lot of women will scoff at the idea of obeying their husbands. But they'll bristle at the idea of their husbands not obeying them. And you see, it's just a reversal of roles. And, And so, and I could hear the sassy women saying, yeah, as it should be. You ought to listen to me. That's wickedness. You're wicked. Okay. And I don't say it merely to give offense. But the idea for a Christian woman is to be under the Word of God. Just as a Christian man also must operate under the Word of God. Like, a Christian man doesn't say to his wife, hey, get me a beer. Because he doesn't abuse his woman like that. You know, she's not there to be our slave, though she must obey us. Again, you know, the husband, you know, as he says later, but, you know, in all the writings of Paul, he said, you know, husbands must love their wives as Christ loves the church. You look at the example that he did, even, stripping himself down to just a towel and washing the feet of his disciples. So a husband ought to dwell with his wife. But, meaning, just because he is Lord, does not mean that he does not lower himself and humble himself as Christ did. But it never means, see, that the disciples would say, hey, Jesus, we're going to tell you what to do. This is how it ought to be. No, the greater it is their duty to humble themselves. But as Paul says, I never suffer a woman to usurp authority over the man. And now a husband, let's say you have a wife who won't submit and she's not a believer. How do you deal with that? By telling them they gotta submit? I'll tell you what you have to do. You have to be stronger. I don't mean you gotta arm wrestle over everything, literally or figuratively. I mean you have to be morally strong. You have to be upright in character. Same way as the wife. By her chaste conversation. The word chaste is hagnos, which means like holy. And conversation as always means behavior. You know, the husband seeing this holy behavior. You know, when you as a man are a shining example of godliness and righteousness, purity. You know, a lot of times, you know, a man, you know, when he's given to sinful things, you know, it causes the wife to lose respect for him. She's not going to submit to you just because...